afternoon about, I don't know, about 5:30, I heard a call go out about an incident on Highway 21 West out on the west side of the county where a person had been involved in an incident of road rage, and they were following the person that committed the act against them. 911 discouraged that, although the driver continued it for a period of time until there was a slowing point and the motorcyclist got off his motorcycle and hit the front of her vehicle, her windshield, with his helmet, crashing it in pretty significantly on the right-hand side. He uttered some retaliatory words towards her and got on his motorcycle and departed to the west. We blanketed in the area in the hopes of locating him, but were unsuccessful. Her description, the driver's description of him, was that between 50 and 60, gray hair, gray beard, wearing or riding a motorcycle that had what I would call ape hanger handlebars on it. At this point in time, it's still under investigation. Of course, I tweeted it out in the hopes that somebody might have seen something and could get the information back to the sheriff's office to help us with the investigation.
Then backing up to what's known so far about what may have led up to the windshield getting bashed.
Evidently, both parties were departing. They were on Highway 47, headed northbound, and then they were on the flyover, the overpass over 21 that drops you down to go westbound. It reduces down from, I think, two lanes to one lane, and pure speculation that he was upset that she ended up in front of him. You know, Bill, it's just speculation. I don't know what was going through the guy's head, and that's where it started.
So he winds up behind her, and then somewhere down the line, he passes her then?
Somewhere down the line, he pulls in front of her vehicle and comes to a stop, causing her to stop. He strikes her vehicle with some device, like a chain or something like that, and takes off. And then she follows him, and he continues westbound, and at some point does a U-turn, comes back to the Fazino Road exit, stops, gets off his motorcycle, and that's when he hits the vehicle with his helmet. And then he proceeded on northwest on Fazino, which would go from there to OSR and then ultimately back to 21, and probably continued his way westbound out of Brazos County.
The woman's vehicle, is that a car or truck? Or
it's a passenger car.
And was that car in motion when he bashed the windshield?
I don't believe so, no.
The general advice when you get caught up in a situation like that would be to do or not to do what?
Well, if she did part of it correct. She called 911, but then continuing to follow the driver, the rider, the motorcycle is not really the right thing to do. The call taker really tried to discourage her from doing that. And you can, the outcome of this is a pretty good example of why we don't want you following. If you are going to follow, you need to follow from a very great distance back, not up close.
And out in the country, particularly, would it just be as well to try to find a convenience store or something public somewhere and hang out for a few minutes till you think the person's long gone?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the best bet. You know, get as best descriptions you can. You know, take a close look at them. If you get part of the license plate, that'd be fantastic. And then let us proceed with an investigation to try to find out who it was. It's not worth it. I mean, it's just not worth it.
Anybody else in the passenger vehicle?
Nope, just the driver.